WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out! In the
morning. Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning, 6:02. Partly cloudy, 47 this afternoon. Currently 29 in the NRV, 30 in Lynchburg. Roanoke, 32, and the gang is all back together.
Hello!
Yes.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Oh, did y'all miss me? Oh, no, you didn't. Okay, fine.
I'm going to tell you one thing in life I've never missed. That's not you, Monica. I've missed you, Monica.
Oh, I missed y'all. Hey, you know, I started to mess with Antoine this morning because we were in line to get coffee at Starbucks. Over at Towers.
Yes, we were.
And I see the Antoine, and I was like, that's Antoine.
I saw you pull up behind me. What are you going
to
do?
Okay, I was going to wait for you to get to the window. Yeah, at the drive-thru, I was going to wait for him to, for the barista to hand him his coffee and then yell up and say, he's paying for mine too. And I was going to, yeah.
And I was getting ready to say, Antoine, if you saw Monica behind you, you should have paid for her.
He didn't pay for her. He didn't pay for her.
Should have?
Thank you, Chris. Yeah,
should have.
No.
I might have. I could have. I would
have.
He chose
not to.
Thank you.
Absolutely not. Should have.
Look.
I didn't even pay for my own coffee this morning.
If
I'm being honest. They were running behind, and so when I pulled up to the window, I pulled up my, my phone, the Starbucks app, to scan it, and the barista goes, Antoine, I can't make you pay. I was like, first off, I come here too much if you know my name. She goes, Antoine, I can't make you pay. You had to wait for me to get my life together, so this one's on me. I said, all righty there.
I have had that happen to me several times at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Starbucks is really good about that. Like, are our card readers down? It's on us today.
Yeah.
I've had that happen a few times.
They're like, we make so much money here. We're good.
Yeah.
Which is good. Which is good that that happened, because what's on my mind this morning is that I hate my neighborhood right now.
Why?
I hate it. All of the Christmas decorations are finally down because Christmas season ended yesterday. Yesterday was 12th day of Christmas.
Said it? The Bible says, I was too quick with that.
And so now all of the lights are down. So it's like pitch black dark leaving my neighborhood. It's kind of very sad. It's very gloomy because it's been so brightly lit every other day.
Well, why don't you stand out and just, you know, put your lights back up?
Because it's already taken down.
Well, you don't want to.
The Lord said, let there be no more light.
Oh, well, crap.
Hey, Chris, what are you thinking about this morning?
I am super stressed out this morning because we walk into work today and then nothing's working.
Well, there's no Wi-Fi.
I feel like you're exaggerating. Well, you're pulling a Monica right now.
Well, see, I was all hyped for us to come in, do a new show together, and I got here early. We're going to get things going, and then all of a sudden we have no internet this morning. So
you know what, though? It's something what the internet, like when the internet's down, it messes with everyone, you know?
Chris sounds like one of my nieces and nephews, because as soon as the Wi-Fi is down in any one of their houses, everything is done. Nothing works. I'm bored. Nothing's here.
Well, that's the facts. Everything's shut down.
Look, I'm a 12-year-old and I have screen time addiction, okay?
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Let's fix your emoji use for 2024. All right, so we have a survey of what people find to be the most inappropriate emoji to use when discussing work or talking to an employee.
Mm-hmm.
Eggplant is not number one. Monica, what do you think number one is?
Probably the winky face.
You think it's the winky face?
Is that it?
No, the winky face didn't even make the top five because no one's using it.
Oh.
How about you, Chris? What do you think it is?
Maybe the angry face.
The angry face? Also incorrect. The number one most inappropriate work emoji, the beer mug.
Oh.
The beer mug. I have no clue how that became number one.
I don't either. I feel like I'm trying to think, why is the last time someone used it?
Is that inappropriate that everybody in the office wants to go to happy hour? That's why
yes.
I was
in
the beer mug.
Right? Uh-huh. But the top five in order, beer mugs number one, eggplants number two, the kiss mark is number three, the middle finger is four, and a peach is number five.
Okay, the middle finger.
All of the other two through five make sense. Number one makes zero sense to me. And it even switches up between gender. So for men think that the beer mug and the kiss mark The kissy face. Yeah, the kiss mark.
Uh-huh.
They're the most inappropriate. And women think the peach and the eggplant emoji are the most unprofessional.
Well, I can see that. But the men think that the beer mug and the kiss thing is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid, like, their female coworkers are flirting with them by sending them, hey, you want to go grab a beer later? Wink, wink.
Yeah. I guess that's what it is. Yeah.
And I get the kiss thing. I get the kiss. If someone sends you a kiss emoji, there's nothing that's non-flirtatious about that.
You know what? I need to work on my emoji skills.
You're not sending kissy marks, Monica.
Sarah in Christiansburg is in front of the show, and I said, miss you too, girl. And I text her back, and I sent a kiss emoji this morning. I did.
Now she thinks you're hitting on her.
I'm hitting on you, Sarah.
Listener of the year.
Ow.
But yeah, when sending emojis, avoid. Now, if we break it down into generations, Gen Z say peach, millennials say beer mug, Gen X says the eggplant, and baby boomers say the middle finger. So everyone was properly represented in this top five.
Okay.
Well, stop sending emojis.
All I'm going to say is if somebody wants to send me a beer mug emoji, I welcome it because I think it's positive.
Uh-huh.
All right. Feel good. Cheers. Yes.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
I feel like I need to look over my shoulder, make sure that no one's, you know, going to attack me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Do you need your own personal bodyguard?
I do.
It's not going to be me. I don't know what's going
You're
on.
You're running?
It won't be me.
Antoine's all hardcore and, yeah, until he needs to be. And like, nope.
I'm not sacrificing myself for no one else.
You may want to run.
Okay, well, why? Why are people coming after you?
Because I'm holding one of the Stanley Cups.
Oh, look at you, fancy.
I have a pink Stanley Cup. This was a Christmas gift. And so I realize now, like, what a Stanley Cup is, clearly, since I'm sipping out of one, and also how important and valuable they are. People are going crazy over Stanley Cups. The line that I've seen here in Roanoke at Target, 4 a.m., people lined up for a Starbucks Stanley Cup. I'm like, really? People are going crazy.
But let's be honest, that was a cool looking cup, though.
It is cool looking cup, yeah.
Now, as you take a sip out of it, go ahead and take a sip. Go ahead and take a sip. As you sip out of your Stanley Cup, and you look at me and Chris without our Stanley Cups, do you feel like you're better than us? Be honest.
What?
Do you look down upon us?
What emoji do I send y'all? Do I send a queen with my cup?
I don't know, but I'm going to send you the middle finger one if you can.
All right, no. Monica, I want you to describe what it's like to drink water or whatever out of a Stanley Cup compared to another cup.
Well, first, let's start with the grip.
I like how Chris said water or whatever because we don't know what's in your cup. It could be anything.
It could be. Yes, the same. I mean, it's can still say, yeah, well, one thing, the grip. You see this right here? You want to hold it? You want to hold this cup?
Yeah, let me hold it.
Okay, when you hold the cup, it is a very smooth.
Run, Chris. Run. Now that you have it. Uh-huh. Run away.
Oh, yeah, the little grip on the top right, where you can kind of put your thumb.
Yes, you place your thumb and you hold the grip. The straw
this is
wonderful. It isn't it? To hold it is almost like cradling a child.
Oh, wow.
In a way, yeah.
Like your first baby.
It is, and it's so warm and loving, depending on what you want to put inside of it, which I have a very warm coffee, and it's still warm. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Yeah, she's so smooth.
Very
too.
Smooth
yeah.
baby hair, you know?
All right, here you go.
What color is that? Is that peach?
It's like a pink. I like pink.
Do you name your Stanley Cups, or do you just call it all the cups Stanley?
All of them are Stanley, I believe. I bet you can place a name.
I would, as much as they cost, I'm naming it.
Okay. I think Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. That is a regal name. I like
it. Yes, Elizabeth.
You better not leave your doors unlocked. I'm taking it. I am kidnapping Elizabeth.
Don't leave her in your cup holder. No. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I think I have a new anxiety to add to my list of anxieties.
Uh-oh. Yes, new anxieties for 2024.
Am I the only one that gets anxiety tracking my food with DoorDash?
Antoine?
Mr. DoorDash here represents.
Yeah.
I did when I first started ordering from DoorDash. Now I'm like a professional, but when I first started ordering it, oh man, it stressed me out so much to watch them to the point where I had to stop watching them for like a couple of months. I could not look at it anymore.
I was going
to
say you got in your car and you met them halfway.
I'm like, let's just drive together. I'll meet you at the stoplight.
So one thing I don't understand is I ordered DoorDash yesterday, and it says your Dasher is there to pick up your food at the restaurant, and then it says the Dasher is on their way.
Yes.
So you expect the car to move from that location.
Yes.
Well, my Dasher just sat there for like another 10 minutes. I'm like, why isn't he moving? He says he's on his way.
Because your fries are good.
Yeah. What is he doing? Yeah. And then you see the Dasher on the way to your house. You're like, all right, good. He's finally on his way. I don't know what happened. And then when he gets to near your house, He goes past your road. Oh, because he has another order due.
Oh, yeah.
I was much closer. Why didn't he go to my house?
Because you were second on the list.
The route for the DoorDash drivers?
Now, I don't know.
I have no clue. Now, I wonder, they probably figure it out. They probably do it themselves. You're thinking, okay, I need to go back this way. So let me drive past the first house, go further out, turn around and come back. That's probably what they're thinking.
No. Yeah.
No.
But I hate that every single time. And so now what you need to do is when you're looking at your DoorDash, you know, GPS or whatever they call it, look for the blue dots. The blue dots gives you a heads up if they're stopping somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
There'll be a dot along their path. And if you see the dot, it's either blue or black. If you see the dot, that's letting you know they're making another stop on your way.
You mean I'm not the only one that's ordering DoorDash?
You are not the only one.
I mean,
and what I also found out at restaurants, when they say they're picking up your order, they're on the way, and they don't move, it's because they're waiting on that other order. So they've gotten your order, the restaurant has closed it out, but they are still there waiting for your order. I mean, waiting for the other order.
Okay.
That isn't right.
Well, I'm learning with this conversation that Antoine really is a pro.
Listen,
when it comes to DoorDash,
Antoine should get his part-time jobber as a DoorDasher.
Oh, no. I'd be terrible at it. Because like Monica started by saying, fries show is delicious.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
I have a guy that's being slapped with some charges because of his taco.
Because of his taco.
His taco. Okay,
he threw a taco tantrum.
Is that what this is? You know what? People get hangry. Hangry, you know, being hangry is a real thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so this guy, he goes to Taco Bell and he gets his meal, gets home. It's a little cold. He wants to heat it up, puts it in the microwave. What happens? His microwave explodes.
Wait a second.
I shouldn't laugh at this. I'm sorry.
Yep. That's what the Taco Bell worker did, and that's why they got smacked. Okay, so he goes back. He gets really upset because he blew up his microwave, blew up his food, blew up his microwave. He hops back in his truck. I assume he's driving a pickup truck. He goes back to Taco Bell, and he says, "You blew up my microwave." And the employee did exactly what Antoine just did. Laughed. Smiled and laughed and said,
funny.
"What?" And he said, "You blew up my microwave. I put my Taco Bell in there." He said, "Sir, you can't put aluminum foil in your microwave."
Yeah, you blew up your own microwave, sir.
And he said, "Oh, yeah," smiling about it, and slapped him in the face.
Oh, no.
Yes, slapped him. Management walked over, and they said they called him an old geezer. That's a terrible insult right there.
Oh, so who's the old geezer? The slapper?
The slapper is a geezer.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they said that, so he's getting charged for slapping the Taco Bell worker for laughing at the fact that his microwave blew up.
No, he got charges because he's an idiot and put aluminum foil in a microwave. Like, you should know better, granddad, papa.
Yeah, you should. But he was hangry. He had a day.
Just think, the only thing you typically think that's going to blow up is the bathroom when you order Taco Bell.
No
way. I see what you did there.
Yeah, see what I did there?
Uh-huh.
This time it was a microwave. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris, and we're going to do some Morning Thing predictions for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We got five different categories: celebrity breakups, celebrity marriage / engagements. We're going to put that as one. 2024 fashion trends, the top musician of 2024, and the biggest movie of 2024.
Okay. Alrighty.
We're going to go around the room, make our predictions. I'm going to put all these on one sheet of paper. I'm going to keep these predictions in my office. And at the end of the year, we're going to go back and see how well we did.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. Since we're on the radio and we're recording this, you really don't have to write anything down.
Look,
we can just replay this audio
in
11 months from now.
Look, I'm old school.
Yes, yeah. Open it up. Mm-hmm.
I like to have something in front of me. All right, so category number one, celebrity breakups.
Mm.
Now, okay. I'll give you my prediction first. I think you guys are going to be offended by this, but I feel like there's cracks in the marriage that we don't know about.
Is it the K92 Morning Thing?
No. It may be after this, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
uh-oh.
My celebrity breakup guess is Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Ooh.
That's not... Now, okay.
That'd be spicy,
but that's too much money right there. $1 billion in the elevator.
I tell you what, we get two fire albums. We get two fire music albums if
You're
that
not lying about that.
All right, you say Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yep.
All right, for me, this is a tough one because I hate wishing, you know, not wishing, but predicting that somebody's going to break up. But I had two couples, but I'm going to go with Prince Harry and Meghan.
You think that's going to happen? Meghan Markle.
I just feel like they've been holding on by a string for the longest amount of time. And now that, you know, I think Prince Harry is going to miss some of that royalty.
Yeah.
Family's passing away. He's going to want to be closer to him. And him and Meghan are going to split.
Okay. All right. Monica, so, mine, they're not married, but, you know, people predict that they're going to get married. I predict they're going to break up.
Uh-oh.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Come on.
Because
she needs to put out some music by the end of 2024. So, she's going to go ahead and she's going to break up with him.
So, she needs an ex.
Yep.
Okay. Celebrity marriages / engagements. We're going to roll through the rest of these really quick. Uh-huh. I have Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce at least getting engaged this year.
I also have Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting engaged this year.
Sure, both be correct because I have the breakup. Okay. All right. So I have Cher and her guy. Cher and the young dude.
Oh, okay.
Cher.
The lap that she's been sitting on.
Turn back, son.
Okay. Yeah.
Grandson.
Okay. 2024 fashion trend. I think plaid and plaid clothing's in the comeback, like flannel shirts, plaid flannel, and like the plaid skirts.
Okay.
I think those are going to make a comeback.
All right. Okay. I'm going skinny brows. So instead of the big, huge eyebrows, we're going to go like Whoopi Goldberg. We're going to do it. Skinny brows, disappearing eyebrows.
Just all forehead.
Uh-huh.
All
forehead. Just forehead.
All right. I am going with baggy jeans because, you know, kids like to be comfortable, like all the sweatpants and stuff. So I think baggy jeans are going to make a huge comeback to where adults are wearing them as well.
Okay. Top musician of 2024. She's been gone for a while. I think it's going to be Ariana Grande.
Yes. She's gonna have two pigtails. She's gonna have long ponytails. Mm-hmm. Okay. Teddy Swims for me. Lose Control.
His voice
is so good.
If you told me he was related to Chris Stapleton, I'm like, oh wow, bring them together. The voices are amazing.
My biggest music star of 2024. I'm going old school. I'm going NSYNC. They're going to put out a new album. They're going to go on tour 2024. NSYNC's going to be the number one musical artist of 2024.
All right.
All right, Antoine. Good luck with that. All right, and finally, biggest movie of 2024. I'm going to predict. This was tough. I'm going to say it's going to be Beetlejuice 2.
Really?
Wow. Yep. I would be 100% surprised.
Yeah,
if
me
it's
too.
That one.
All right. I'm going with Roadhouse. You know, originally it was Patrick Swayze. Now they're going to have a remake with Jake Gyllenhaal.
All right.
So I think that's going to be a hit.
All right. And I'm going to go with Inside Out 2. The second Inside Out, the Pixar movie. They are introducing the emotion anxiety in the sequel.
Okay.
And a lot of us can feel that.
The song kind of did it right there.
Exactly.
We were just talking about our predictions for 2024. Sean says he predicts Deadpool 3 will be the big movie. Also,
I'm looking forward to that one. Definitely.
Somebody says, I totally agree with Monica. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will break up. Haley Bailey. Haley Bailey and DDG, which we had to look that up. That's Daryl Dwayne Gransberry. He's a rapper. They're going to get married. Of course, I saw over the weekend that they had their baby.
Baby Halo.
Yeah, and somebody predicted I wasn't going to be here at the end of the year.
Well, they just said if you weren't going to be there, then a piece of paper, we're going to have to go back and find it.
Somebody is out there already putting that in the atmosphere, like, we don't like Chris. All right, so I have made a list of songs that I've heard at the grocery store over the past week. Uh-huh. These are songs that you only hear at the grocery store, and I forgot about these. I'm like, oh, these are good songs to bring to the show. Here is the first one.
But according to him, I'm beautiful, incredible. He can't get me out of his head.
You remember this song?
According to him,
I vaguely remember who it is.
I'd be lying if I said I did.
Everything he ever wanted.
Is this like Simpson?
That's Orianthe. According
to
you, Orianthe was Michael Jackson's guitar player. She slays on the guitar.
Oh my goodness. I mean, you could tell me
she
it was Othello. I'm like, oh.
She's an incredible guitar player, but she had that song According to You back in like 2010 that was really big. She never released anything else. Yeah. All right, another song I heard walking down the aisles of Kroger this week was this one.
Out the freezer.
Hey.
Jessica Simpson.
I'm dancing with my shopping cart.
Uh-huh. And then your wheel gets jammed. You're like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I think I'm in love with you. I haven't heard that song in years. I'm like, oh, this is a feel-good thing.
Definitely a feel-good song
All right,
there.
And the third song I heard at Kroger this week, somebody actually texted in and said they heard this at like CVS. And then when I heard it at Kroger, I was like, oh, we got to bring this one to the show too. Here's song number 3.
On the way to
down. I saw you and you saved me from myself.
Okay, this is a CBS song.
Forget the way you love me.
Yeah, it's like
all
on the way down. Your nose is dripping, getting your antibiotic.
Yeah, Ryan Cabrera, who had amazing hair.
Oh, we
shout
we
out
know
to
him.
My man, hey! Ryan. Me and Ryan was dancing, you know,
he's
back
very
in the summer
nice.
Together.
Yeah, Ryan Cabrera was my hair goals back then.
Oh, he does.
Back in 2006,
hair.
I actually got to meet Ryan Cabrera at a radio station event I was working at.
Uh-huh.
And then when it shows up on my Facebook memories, I'll show you my picture of me and Ryan Cabrera.
Okay.
You were trying to be a little Ryan.
All right, so yeah, our grocery store songs this week. Jessica Simpson, I Think I'm in Love with You. Ryan Cabrera, On the Way Down. And Orianthe, According to You. Which one do you want to add to your playlist?
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Kelly Clarkson, she's talking about parenting with her two. She has a daughter that's 9 and a son that's 7. And she says that her kids will never use social media.
Now, never,
never.
Ever?
She said not under her roof. And she says, you know, where she's recently divorced and everything. She said her daughter, River Rose, said to her, well, Dad, what if Dad lets me? And she says, well, you only stay with him 4 days a month, so have fun.
Well,
that was a little
jab.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily disagree with it. Mm-hmm. I think the way that social media has become, there is a level of maturity that most kids don't have,
right,
to be on social media, mm-hmm, at this day in this day and age. So,
in her, yeah,
I don't disagree. Wait until they're at least in high school before,
yes,
they're on social media,
mm-hmm, and that's when, you know, you also cross over into that. Well, it's kind of hard to monitor everything that they're, you know, that they're doing.
Don't,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I want to go back to what you just said, Antoine. There's adults that don't have the maturity level to,
exactly,
be on social media, much less kids.
Woo! So let's not give it to a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Basically.
So the Golden Globes, they were last night, and Oppenheimer, of course, taking it away. They had 5 wins.
Womp.
Did you guys watch Oppenheimer?
I did not.
It seemed boring to me.
You know what?
I heard it was good.
I tried watching Oppenheimer. Uh-huh. I watched the first hour, or not even the first hour, the first 30 minutes. I'm like, man, this is really boring and dry. I said, let me just fast forward.
The first hour.
To
so
see.
How long?
It's 3 hours long. So I said, let me fast forward to see the explosion, because everyone was like, well, that's a great scene to see on IMAX when it was in theaters.
Yeah.
Like, let me see how fascinating this was. At the 2-hour mark, that's when the big explosion happens. I'm like, that was cool.
Yeah.
And that was it for you.
Yeah, and it's not that big of a deal. Then there's another hour of talking after that. So
okay.
Well,
all
according
right.
to the Golden Globes, it was the movie of, mm-hmm, the year.
Yeah, another movie that was big, Poor Things. And they said that they were named Best Motion Picture, which and musical or comedy. And I did see that one.
I've never even heard of that movie.
Yeah, with Emma Stone. So it's, yeah, like the feminist version of Frankenstein. It was really weird.
And I think that she won Best Actress that movie as well.
Yes.
I feel like you have to do
definitely rated R, a
really weird or boring movie to win a Best Actor or Actress.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
I feel like.
It happens occasionally.
Yeah.
And then we had the host talking about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, of course. It made a little jokey joke. Taylor Swift, it caught her off guard.
Welcome back. And as you know, we came on after a football doubleheader. The big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL, on the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. I swear. There's just more to go to. Here.
Cut to Taylor.
Sorry about that.
Yes. Taylor's swipping on her drink, kind of giving him... Mm-hmm.
And she didn't seem to like that joke, and we can't tell if it's real or fake.
I think it was staged. I think she got a heads up on that. Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I think she's tired of people talking about her.
Really?
That's my thought. Shout out to Taylor.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris, and there's somebody new I've been following on social media. Like a lot of people probably have. And I think she's coming in way too hot now.
Okay.
After the first week. I'm talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Oh!
I am following on her on all her socials because I find her story so fascinating.
Okay.
But my first bone I have to pick with her. Day one out of jail, she's already verified on social media. I've been trying to get verified for 10 years.
Well, hold on.
And she got verified on day one. How does that happen?
Before we even dive into this.
She just took off her orange jumpsuit and she's verified.
Before we jump into this, Chris, why don't you explain to anyone who's not familiar who Gypsy Rose is?
Yeah, so Gypsy Rose Blanchard is the girl that just got out of prison because her and her boyfriend at the time plotted to kill her mother. Her boyfriend actually did the deed while Gypsy Rose hid in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And it's all because her mom brought her up in an abusive home. Her mom had Munchausen syndrome, saying she was sick all these years and put Gypsy in a wheelchair. And Gypsy couldn't get out of it any other way, so they plotted to kill her mother. And she spent 8 years in prison while her boyfriend, who actually did the murder, is
life for him.
Life. Yeah. So there's a whole lot more to that. Anyway, that's who she is. She was just released from prison. She has been on all the talk shows. And I do find her fascinating, though. I love her story. And I'm not sure if we should be rooting for her or not in a way. Yeah, but she was part of something bad.
I know.
And she said she regrets it. But anyway,
I seen a lot of support on socials. I did, like, right when she walked out of the prison doors. They were like,
people was all about that.
Look, I'm supporting her, but at the same time,
but you're mad at her.
At the same time, okay. So on social media, she's posting her outfit of the day every day.
Okay, she's excited.
And then she,
because it's a different outfit.
It's not orange. But I feel like she's coming in way too hot. I think she's trying to be the next Kim Kardashian.
Well, you know what? Let Gypsy, you know, do her thing. I say, go ahead, you know, do your thing, Gypsy. Host every day. She's excited.
And I agree with you, Monica, because here's the thing. She's only going to have 15 seconds.
Yeah.
She's going to have 15 seconds of fame right now. So she needed to get in, jump on every kind of social trend right now, make the money that she's going to make. Because at some point, there's going to be a new documentary, and we're just not going to care about Gypsy Rose anymore.
Right, and my next thing is she working on getting a reality show with her husband?
Probably.
Yeah.
Her husband. I feel like her and her husband are going to be divorced. I think her husband is going to get tired of her.
Well, I think there's going to be some skeletons in the closet that are going to come out on that husband. That's all, but I'll watch. Yep.
We tuned in for it.
So one of my predictions by the end of the year, Gypsy Rose is going to be campaigning to be on the cover of Vanity Fair. CeeLo Green for Get You, wrapping up the Happy Hour Triple Play. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And I'm really glad.
Uh-oh.
I'm really glad that was the last song of the Happy Hour Triple Play. Sometimes fate,
the Adjustment Bureau,
they put songs right where they need to be, because I am saying Forget You to Monica. Because, Monica, you embarrassed me in front of my family and friends over the Christmas season.
I wasn't even present, though.
Oh, you weren't present, but you were there. All right, so quick question for you, Monica. What's the name of that app that you told me about that you ordered from, and then after you order, they send you all these kind of ads and stuff like that? Say it again.
Temu.
That's what Monica said the name of that app is. Temu. Let's listen to something real quick.
I feel so rich. I feel like a billionaire. I'm shopping like a billionaire.
Tamu.
What?
Not Temu. Tamu.
Tamu?
Tamu is how you pronounce that app. And
that's the first.
Are you sure Tamu is not like a ripoff of Temu?
I know.
Well, they ripped off the spelling of the name and the logo then. This is the Tamu jingle.
Is Tamu Wish?
It's Tamu. It is not Temu. I was home for the holidays and I was talking to my god sister. And we were joking about like some cheaper gifts. And I was like, oh, did you get that from Temu? And she goes, Temu? I said, did you get that from Temu? She goes, you mean Tamu? I'm like, no, Temu, the app, blah, 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 my coworker Monica. And then she played the jingle for me that let me know that I have been mispronouncing the word Tamu.
That jingle sounds like it was in an Asian country. And so I think that's a difference. Yes. Like, that's what that is.
It sounds like your sister.
I feel like a billionaire.
Tamu.
I'm shopping like a billionaire.
I think that's what that is. I think your god sister is wrong.
Yeah, your god sister created that. She went to studio and had that done.
She sure did.
You can go to YouTube right now and type in T-E-M-U. That's how you spell Temu. Temu jingle, Temu commercial, Temu Super Bowl commercial, and all of those come up pronouncing it that way.
Like that. So it was 17 views. You trust that YouTube video?
Yo, look at you. Refusing to take blame for embarrassing me in front of company.
What? I'm always going to call it Temu.
That's the first time I've heard it. Anybody else? I like Temu.
You prefer Temu.
I do.
That's what
we've
been
saying.
We're going to have to make our own Temu. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play K92's Wordplay. For a pair of I think we have four tickets. Is it four tickets? Or
a pair of tickets to the International Wine Fest.
Yes. So where are my winos at? Who we got on the phone to play this morning?
Well, our first one. Let's say good morning to Katie. What's up, Katie?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing pretty
Katie,
good.
This is an important question.
Go ahead, Monica.
Timu, Tom, what you say?
You don't even know.
Was it, yeah.
Do you know the app that we were just talking about, T-E-M-U, Katie?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Monica has me looking stupid out here in the streets because she told me it was pronounced Timu, but then I just played a commercial from the company said Tamu.
Tamu.
What's the correct answer, Katie?
I say Timu because Tamu requires an A.
I know. Oh, thank you, Katie. Yeah. Thank you.
You guys, Timu. You guys can't just be switching up words. All right, but what you can do is pick words. We're going to play K92 word play right now. So do you want to play with Chris or Monica, Katie?
Miss Monica.
You're going to play with Miss Monica. All right, well, let's get her out here because neither one of you guys know how to pronounce it. Out here embarrassing yourself. All right, so the way this is going to work, when Miss Monica comes back, I'm going to give her five words, and she's going to say the first word that pops in her head. You have to predict the word that she's going to say. Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your first word is flash. Flash.
Drive.
Flash drive. All right, your next word, dream.
Catcher.
Dream catcher. Monica probably has one of those, if we're being honest. Your next one is magic.
Mike.
Magic Mike. Katie, know what you've been going to the theaters to see. How about water? Water?
Slide.
Water slide. And the last one is always a person. So who is Monica going to think of when we say Michael?
Jackson.
Michael Jackson, the king of pop. All right, so we have flash, drive, dream catcher, Magic Mike, water slide, and Michael Jackson. Chris is going to get Monica out of the soundproof chamber. You need to get 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5. I think you could do it because obviously you and Monica are synced up.
Yes.
All right, Monica, you're back. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
2 out of 5. Okay. I feel like Katie's your long-lost sister. Your first word, flash.
Drive.
Flash drive. Katie, what did you say?
Flash drive.
There you go.
Okay.
There's a chance you guys might go 5 for 5 with this one.
You think so?
Yep. Here's your next one. You only need to get 2 for Katie to win. Dream
catcher.
Dream catcher. Katie, what did you say?
Dream catcher.
And that's Mole.
2 for 2. Here we go.
My sister.
Chris, I'm feeling 5 for 5.
I don't know. I feel like the fourth one's going to be tough.
Okay. You think so? Okay.
All right, here we go. Your third one, because Katie's already won. Uh-huh. Now we're just going to, showboat.
We're having fun.
Magic
Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Okay. Katie, what did you say?
I said Magic Mike.
That would have been next up. That should have been first, though. I messed up, right. Katie. That was my bad.
All right, well, let's see the last two. Waterfall. Waterfall. That's a good one. Katie, what did you say?
Water slide.
Okay. And the last one's always a person.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Obviously, Michael Jordan. Jordan. Katie,
there's
who did
no
you
other
say?
Michael.
Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
One, Katie.
I was completely right. I said 5 for 5. Uh-huh. They got the first two and not another one.
Katie, she has the pair of tickets to the International Wine Festival happening at the Taubman Museum on the 19th this month from K92.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
We're going to talk about Dear Thea this morning. Thea. Oh. Thea, yes. Thea is the daughter of... Well, let me put it this way, because I don't have her mother's name in front of me, but Thea's mother passed away years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in Atlanta movie theater, they were remodeling their, the theater and everything, breaking down the walls, uh-huh. putting up the walls, et cetera, et cetera. They found a 65-year-old wallet behind a wall that they took out. And the wallet belonged to Thea's mom. And the only reason they realized it, because they opened it, they went through it and started to try to contact people. So here is the movie theater employee talking about finding the wallet. And here is Thea talking about what that means to her of getting something from her mother.
Once we started taking off the old tile, we discovered a little piece of the wall fell out right here in this corner. And then we see this space behind the wall that no one knew about. And that's when we discovered this incredible little historic find.
To be honest, mother losing stuff would not have been a surprise. It has meant more than I realized that it would, truly.
Yeah, I think this theater still has a number of stories to tell. You know, it still surprises us.
And it has me thinking, with all the family members that I've lost, what is something that I would love to find from them? I don't know if it's a wallet.
That's a good question. Also, another question is, like, what was her mom doing behind that wall? What was there beforehand? What was she doing in that theater?
Wait a minute. We ain't going to be questioning Thea's mom. Yeah, this is the good news story of the day.
She was having fun. She had a cigarette and a boyfriend. Story.
No, I was also thinking, like, did they find Thea's mom behind the wall, too? I don't know.
Oh, okay. That wall?
So Monica's being nasty. You're being morbid. No, I just want us to think about how happy Thea is right now. Good.
No, I think that's, at that wall.
I think that's pretty cool. I do have a watch from my great-grandfather somewhere. I've lost it, but I have it somewhere.
It's by a wall.
It means so much to
It's behind somebody else's wall now. K92, it's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Twitch. You know, I've been following this, the Diddy story of all the dirt coming out about Diddy, and I saw a video over the Eminem, over the weekend, about Eminem talking about Diddy. I don't think Eminem and Diddy have had a good relationship.
Oh, I didn't know. I mean, there's like drama there with them.
They've never worked together, so that doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily have to have a bad relationship, but I don't think they had one where Eminem would come to Diddy's defense on anything.
Right.
Yeah, I thought I saw a video where Eminem's got some dirt on Diddy, so.
And to think about it, Diddy and 50 Cent, they do not get along.
Oh, no, for sure. I've seen plenty of those videos.
And 50 and Eminem are like best friends.
Makes sense. Okay. Yeah, makes All sense. Right.
You know, I'll be disappointed if something bad comes out about Eminem. I'm just saying.
I think everything bad about Eminem came out in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Right.
And we moved past it.
Yeah.
Eminem was what's bad about Eminem back then.
Yeah. All right. If you missed the code word we gave out earlier this hour, it is restaurant, R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T, in a restaurant at K92Radio.com. You can win $1,000.
Need a little respect?
Yeah.
A little bit. I don't know. All the letters.
Pay off those holiday bills. K92Radio.com. We're giving you four chances to do that every day. Bob Patrick has another chance to win coming up at 3:20, and tomorrow on the show at 8:20, we got more tickets to the International Wine Festival with the K92 Wordplay. It'll be at the Taubman Museum on January 19th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so great prize.
We'll give those away tomorrow at 8:20, K92's Wordplay. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. Age is something that doesn't matter unless you're cheese or wine.
And even then, like, the higher the age, the better, right?
Yeah.
So it's a win-win no matter what. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Hello.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.